Andrea Smallwood, and Pauline Smallwood, Mark LeVanway.
Hi, thank you for allowing me to speak. I'll be very brief because I'm sure there's a lot of people who want to get up and speak here as well. My name's Andrea Smallwood, and as a former mayor of the Village of Athens, I'm familiar with some of the challenges that the historic village has with underground infrastructure, such as aging water and sewer lines, and in many areas, lack of drainage. The Village of Athens was founded over 200 years ago. A lot of the underground infrastructure is aging, and in some cases, old clay tile. Before the water filtration plant was built, the homes relied on well water. There are still many wells in the village, and also mystery cisterns under homes draining into unknown territory. My concern with the West Point Partners' preferred route is the effect the construction of the trench will have on this antiquated infrastructure. In the wintertime, the highway crews are often out digging up water main breaks, sometimes not knowing exactly where the leak is, which results in exploratory excavation. If the village is losing a lot of water supply at once, the highway crew simply does not have the time to wait around for approval from underground utilities to begin to dig and repair the leak in an emergency situation. The West Point Partners' preferred route will disrupt this type of infrastructure. The width and depth of the concrete thermal bunker concerns me. We do not know exactly where in the streets the bunker will be placed, how wide the easement will be. Aside from old water and sewer pipes, there is a lack of drainage along preferred routes. There are laterals which provide each house with water and sewer. How will these laterals be affected by this route, and how will they be maintained and serviced when needed? The preferred route is not an industrial site, as with their previous projects. The village streets do not have infrastructure and that adheres to today's building codes with up-to-date materials and well-mapped infrastructure. Aside from the traffic detours and disruption, will there be water and sewer service disruption? What happens if there's an emergency water main leak in the middle of the night in midwinter, which happens often here? There are fragile historic structures along the preferred route. How will their foundations be compromised? In closing, I strongly oppose the West Point project that cuts through open space farmland and aging infrastructure in Athens. I also oppose the West Point Partners project as it will negatively affect the Village of Athens and the hamlet of Verplank. The West Point Partners project will set a precedent for merchant industrial use and erode the character and quality of life of these historic areas. These types of projects should be sited solely in industrial corridors. Thank you very much.